We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's the Church of Lazo. I'm Lazo. That's Julie. That's Slim Fast. He's a good man. And Snowcone in the other room. Well, we're all in other rooms, but it doesn't matter.
Sleeping with 11-year-olds.
Oh, wait. By the way.
Oh, well, that's going to be a tough transition.
It is. But, and we shouldn't even start with that. So just rethink your open. Think about what we're going to talk about. And then, but don't make it that. Yeah. Don't make it that. Just go ahead. I'm going to give you a quick break. The text line, 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. John from Vegas already checking in. Thank you, Vegas. We love you. And we would love to stay on your radio station there. So please, if you can, hashtag listen longer. Bang your monkey. Go to that Facebook page. Go to that that station's website and tell them that you listen, right?
Yes.
Email them. Do whatever you can. Because, you know, contracts are up and they're going to move us around and do whatever. But, man, we love Vegas. Love Vegas, and we want to stay on the air in Vegas. So, again, bang your monkey there, all right?
Thanks to whoever
it
was on
the Facebook website. I know it sounds like you're listening to, like, Facebook,
right?
But everybody in charge of radio is old, and they like they read the Facebook pages. They're like, well, on Facebook, they hate them. And I'm like, they did that to us in Dallas. Like, and Facebook, they hate us. I'm like, she's 70.
Right.
The 70-year-old retired woman.
Right.
And she says that I'm offensive.
Right.
Yeah, you're exactly
right. Of course
right.
She does. Yeah. What are you doing? They're like, well, I don't know. Facebook really doesn't like you. Have you lost your goddamn minds? What are you talking about? It's my mother. She's upset. Like, so, but whatever. Like, you know, that they really take it seriously. So I'm like, check out the Reddit. They're like, how do you get to Reddit? Like, stop it.
Yeah.
So if you can, and you listen in Vegas, and you're in Vegas, and you like the show, please listen longer, and then go to their Facebook page and tell them how much you listen, all right? And tell them you like it.
And to the person on Reddit who posted, first of all, thank you, but did you guys see that? They were contacting our company and saying, you know, we want to keep you around. All appreciate that. And go ahead and list the Facebooks on there, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because, like Lazo said, for whatever reason, that seems to be
really awesome.
What they check. Maybe, like, the only thing that they check.
Right. And then John from Vegas, he did check in. He said, 112 in the shade, boys. Send water.
112. Well, you know what? You get a couple of months of really, really, really hot weather. But then the rest of the year, everyone else is freezing their ass off or doing whatever, getting rained on, cloudy.
There's casinos everywhere with diving boards and waterfalls and dolphins and hot chicks. Like, go do that.
Right, yeah.
I know you're like, oh, we don't go to the strip. We're, you know, we live in Vegas. I'm like, yeah, but at 112,
right,
make your way over there.
I think you're just saying there's stuff to do if you get bored.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's 100 here and there ain't nothing.
Right.
Like, I just go home.
Just looking for a pool that shoulder to shoulder.
I literally
here.
Just go home.
Yep.
And I go, God, if the AC goes out, I'll just die.
You're toast. You have to go.
I'll just literally die.
You have to go to the casino. You said that yesterday or day before. You go to the casino. Okay. Alicia Silverstone, you know her?
I do.
She was in Clueless for people who don't remember her.
I like that show. I'm a fan of Alicia Silverstone, by the way.
So she was on a podcast,
mm-hmm.
The Ellen Fisher podcast.
Ellen Fisher.
Yeah.
Boy,
isn't
I know
she like anti-vax or raw
Buddhist?
She's
a weirdo, yeah. I think I follow her, I think, on Instagram. But yeah, she's definitely vegan, if not something more
than
that.
Well, no, vegan anti-vax are weirdos.
No,
good job.
You
just alienated...
No. She's a
7% of our audience.
Vegans are fine.
Yeah, no, she's
vegans
like a
fine.
She's an they call her a alternative
Damn, man,
alternative
I
parent.
We talk about her a lot.
She has an alternative parenting style. I think is how they were describing her.
So do I.
With diet and things like that. Right. I was going to say, doesn't everyone kind of have their own style? I mean, it's theirs, right? So that would make it.
I never tell anyone how to raise their kids, and you know, unless you're beating them.
Right, but you can definitely sometimes be like, well, that was weird. I don't understand that. Like, I remember you used to talk about parents who smoke weed with their kids, or even if they were of age, you're like, How old are they? Like, yeah, okay, they're old enough, but still,
why
are you doing
with your kids?
Although
my stance on that is softening.
It's softening?
I mean, certainly not teenagers or whatever, but as they get older, if marijuana is legal, then it's no different than having a beer. My thought was, like, I'm never going to openly break the law with my kids.
Oh, okay.
Even though I smoke weed, and I know they smoke weed, we're not going to break the law together.
Right.
Right? Like, that's, you know, look, that's something for you to do with your friends and something for me to do with my friends. We're not going to break the law together. We're not going to do that. But if it becomes legal and they're 25 and you guys both smoke weed, then I guess it's no different smoking a joint and having a bottle of water than it is to sit down and have a beer with them.
Okay, so I didn't realize
so over
that,
the
so
years that, you know, I'm softening my stance on that.
So we're basically just in with the abuse type stuff.
But I wouldn't get totally stoned with my kids the same way I wouldn't get totally drunk with my kids.
Yeah, don't binge.
Like, I'm not going to get hammered with my kids.
Yeah. I mean, not, I know people do at a wedding, whatever, but I totally see why.
Well,
you
know, once
like,
in a while, I guess, if you get drunk, it's fine. But I'm not going to have my kids over at 20, at between 18 and 25
exactly.
And just start pounding beers
so
and
just
shots
come to the
with
house.
Them.
Right, let's
that
get
ain't a
drunk.
Thing. If they happen to see me at a wedding and they're like, wow, Dad got sauced, okay, it happens.
Yes, I agree. If they come over to your house to see you, they come
right,
to
like,
town,
hey, you
whatever.
Guys want dinner?
Let's get loaded.
Forget dinner, boys.
Yeah.
Let's get
weird.
Wasted.
So, Alicia Silverstone.
You ever get wasted with your parents, Julia?
No, never.
Really? I thought you were going to say yes at least once.
No, I've never really had that relationship with them. Hmm. Like, they're aware that I drink, but I don't know. Neither of them are really big drinkers. Like, my mom likes wine, my dad likes beer, but neither of them I've ever seen, like, sauced.
Did you ever, Lazo, get tipsy with your parents anywhere?
I got drunk with my dad once, okay. But I don't think either one of us meant to get drunk.
Where we're like, at a restaurant?
We were at a bar, and we started, you know, we ordered a couple of those Boomba beers, right? And you know, we had one and then two, and the game was on. I think by the time we had three, we were both like, poof. That last one, was, I mean, we weren't falling down drunk, but that last one was like, oh.
Yeah.
I feel this. I think it's the only time. And then my dad went to a wedding once, and my buddy was the bartender at the wedding.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't there, but my buddy called me and said, man, your dad is housed.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, because he orders like a Southern Comfort, right, and Coke. And he's like, and I've just been pouring him triples all night just to see your dad get drunk. He's like, and he is hammered. He's out there dancing.
Like, oh, it's hard for me to picture your fun, dad man. Drunk. If you told me your dad never got really drunk, I would have believed that.
Oh,
you
no.
Know what I mean?
He was drunk before he got married.
Okay. I guess I could see that too, but, you know, it's all believable, I suppose.
Yeah.
My dad drank all the time, but I used to say I'd never see him drunk, and then I had, you know, my brothers would say, you've never seen him sober, and there was a period in time where he had some sort of health scare and quit drinking, and he did act very different, not happy, but you know what I'm saying, he never was like, hey, boys, I never saw him do that. He came home, he opened a beer, and he continued to open beers until he went to bed, but he poured them in a glass, and he wasn't chugging.
My dad, as Julia said, was a good man.
He was
so
a good
my
man.
Dad drank all the time, right?
Yeah.
And from what I know, was quite a partier in his 20s, got in trouble, you know, a lot of kicked out of college, a lot of things. Met my mom. My mom had my sister already, right? Married my mom. They moved in with him or bought a house together, and as soon as that, he quit drinking.
Okay.
He was like, I got a family, I got to take care of him, I got to go to work, this part of my life is over. And that was it. Now, I've only seen him get drunk, you know, maybe three times in my life.
He's a good man.
Yeah, he's a good man.
He's a good man. My dad quit smoking that way. My mom said when she got pregnant with my oldest brother that she was like, you're going to keep smoking when we have kids? And he was like, all right, and he put it out. And apparently that was the last cigarette that he ever had. But he did keep drinking.
Well, you know, my dad didn't quit smoking, so there you go.
So there, even Steven. Right. No, Alicia Silverstone, I don't know if she drinks or not. I kind of got a feeling that she doesn't just because she seems real healthy, I have no idea. But
there's got to be vegan seltzer water. I'm sure Snow Cone's had it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I follow.
Did you just say vegan?
Vegan.
She might be a vegan, though. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Stop saying vegan.
She could be. So, no, people are criticizing her because she said on this podcast, and she said,
why isn't it vegan?
What do you mean?
Why isn't it vegan?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's like vegetable.
Why isn't it vegan? My
mom says vegan, and I'm like, it's not Megan.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, when you shorten the name of something. Well, it's like
a vegetable,
it's
but
like,
then they make it V. And just, you know what? Again, just to Megan. Be jerks.
It's like yay and ye. Right?
Right, exactly.
You go, well, no, now it's spelled
it's
differently.
Kanye,
so, right.
Right.
So it's yay.
So it's yay.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's ye.
No, it's
yay. And I'm like, what do you eat? They're like vegetables. So you're a
Snow
vegan?
Snow Cone's going to flip his
and they're like what? Vegan. Right. I'm like, what?
Are you taking crazy pills?
You got an extra E.
It's backwards. No, I say that Kanye looks like ye when they get just the Y-E,
sure.
Right? But it's supposed to be Ye because his name's
Kanye.
But in context, because
you know his name is Kanye.
Right, but when I read it and I don't know who they're talking about, I go, oh, it's...
But explain it with vegan and vegan. Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, you're right.
Okay, so what do you think Alicia Silverstone's in trouble for, since we're basically out of time now? Going back to what I said at the very beginning of this break...
She had sex with an 11-year-old, apparently.
No, she's...
Oh, my God, you can't just say that.
Well, that's what he said.
I didn't say sex. I said sleeps with. She sleeps with her 11-year-old son.
Well, who cares?
And she said... So look at those two reactions. Lazo goes, who cares? And Spencer at the same time goes, oh, God. I was trying to think about sharing a bed with my mom. And I know you don't have to think about it, Lazo. You just sounds, I don't remember many times that it ever came up where they were like, hey, we need to, you know, you're going to have to share a bed. I think I did share a bed with my dad at like a cabin or maybe the lake house one time when we only had a couple rooms. My brother came down. But usually if we had to share beds, I would share a bed with my brother. That's just how it worked out. But I'm trying to think, like 11 years old, sharing a bed with my mom all the time. Ooh, I don't know. Now, people criticize
her. Fifth grade.
They said it was weird. They said it's going to stunt his growth and all this stuff. So you're like totally okay with it.
Yeah, I think if you're fifth grader, you know, as long as they have their own bedroom, they have their own bed, they have whatever. If they go in and lay in bed with you, who cares?
Well,
I really don't. I think we freak out about that stuff. Well, I don't understand what the detriment would be. I know when I was a kid, I would go up to my room, lay in my bed for a while. My dad would always crash on the couch, and then I would walk into my mom's room. She'd have the TV on. I'd lay down with her, and a lot of times I'd fall asleep there. Well, I don't understand. Why would that be
my
weird?
My son's four, and he has his own room and own bed, but he sleeps in my bed.
Right, of course. What's it matter?
And I mean, I love it. He's my little buddy.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
He's your guy.
Yeah, but at that age, that's quite... I mean,
yeah, I'm trying to rationalize. Right. If he got to...
Like
weird.
Fifth grade, then would he be, you know, if you, and I'm assuming that she has money for, you know, more beds, more bedrooms. There's space for
him. Of course.
So she's doing this because, you know, this is something that she thinks is good for him or good for her, good for both of them, whatever. Well, everyone, not everyone, some people said, hey, I don't think it's weird, just like you. But there were a bunch of people that freaked out. So now the clinical, you know, doctors are stepping up and saying, okay, it is okay to share a bed with your kid until they start to hit puberty. Then you're not supposed to share a bed with them anymore. So at 11,
probably not quite there, right?
You're getting close.
Yeah.
You're getting close, but the one in this article, at least.
And why not?
And why not what?
Share a bed with them at that age. I don't know.
Well, maybe because at that age they need some
time. They wouldn't do... Right, but I'm guessing they wouldn't... I mean, of course, as long as none of that... I mean, like, just remove any weird sexual stuff, right?
Of course.
Take that out of it. If the kid comes and crashes in your bed while you're watching SportsCenter, I don't think that's a big deal. Or if you're watching whatever you want to watch with your daughter and they, you know, crash with you. Boy, I'm hard-pressed to think that more time with your parents...
That's what someone said on here.
I'm hard-pressed to find that more time with your parents is bad.
Is it the act of sleeping? Because like you said, if you're laying in bed, you're both sitting there watching SportsCenter, that doesn't seem that weird.
Right, if they fall asleep,
so
now it's weird?
So the act of sleeping
right,
is...
that much, it seems like it's not really weird to me.
And especially if the kid says, if the kid's the one who says, can I get in bed with you?
Yeah.
I don't know why that seems definitely
not a problem. I mean, as
long
as I think they have the option.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're not, as the parent, like, you must sleep with me,
which
it's that would be
tell.
Weird.
That's
but if the
weird.
Kid, right? That, to me.
It's hard to
but
tell.
But if the kid's that's like, oh, right. man, I'm going to go crash with mom tonight, I don't think that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, it says, you know what? Do what works for your family. This person did say that, you know, once they hit puberty, then maybe, you know, you give them a little more space, let them have their own bed. But
we are saying that they shouldn't have their only bed be yours.
Yeah, you said give them their own space.
Right.
Like, well, they should have that option.
Right, and they should have a bed where they go and lay down and watch TV by themselves and fall asleep there too, right?
Yeah, like Bomb Pop has his room and his bed.
My kid's got an Xbox in his room, and a lot of times he watches TV and falls asleep there, but sometimes he'll come in.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, I mean, and this psychologist says, look, everybody's different. Everyone's parenting styles are different. We all had different relationships with our parents. Do what works for you. I didn't think it was that bizarre,
I would think as long as you're not making
really
them and they have an option.
It says co-sleeping should
Doesn't
stop
right?
when you start to see your child bodies begin to transition in puberty. Prepubescence is the stage when blah, 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 sexual characteristics start to develop. To quote, I wouldn't want a 14-year-old child sleeping in the bed with his or her mother or father. If you ask me to draw the line, that's where I would draw the line.
14.
So there you go.
I think they're going to draw the line. I don't think, I mean, having kids who are now 15 and 11, you're not going to have to draw the line.
That's what she said. They're going to seek their own space anyway.
Yes, they're just going to be like, oh, I don't sleep.
Unless,
why are you looking at us? Whoa, I can't hear Julia.
Oh, we lost her?
Yeah, I'm working on rebooting it right now.
Oh, great. Julia, we lost you. I'm sorry.
And we have no idea what she's mad about.
She's like, what are you guys talking
about?
She's
got a look on her face.
She's like, I hate you.
Is she writing something down to show us?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Write us a note.
Maybe she's trying to fix something on her
computer. You know, when they told us it would be okay if we lived in different states, they really didn't think about it.
Yeah, they didn't think about the fact that they were going to make us the engineers, which was that was the part we didn't think about either.
Well, I can see Julia perfectly, and I can tell she's happy with me.
Hold on, just reboot it. Let's see if I can get her.
I'm not even positive that she can see us. Is she looking at us?
Here we
she's looking
can you
at
wave?
Something else. Hi, can you see
okay,
me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay, there. All right, good.
Okay.
So what was your thought now on this?
Were you upset about something or you just couldn't hear us? And that's
no,
what
it like complete your audio completely cut out.
Oh, okay.
Didn't hear anything.
Got it. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's the best way to make sure she didn't get mad at you.
Yeah.
What?
Cut the connection.
So you think it's, well, I guess we could go through it again, but.
I didn't hear what, you, well, I heard the argument about whatever and then it just cut, like I just couldn't hear you guys at all.
11 years old. That's how old her son is, Alicia Silverstone's
yeah,
son.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. You too then, right? Like whatever. Yeah. And I do think, like, they're like, 14's where I cut it off. 14, they're going to cut it off by themselves.
Right. Yep.
They're like, I don't want to be around you so much, right? I mean, yeah. If it's an 11, they'll cut it off. 10, they'll cut it off. They know when to do it. They're not, like, I just don't think you got to overthink. It's like the same thing. I hear those arguments. I remember a good friend of ours that works at Four Hands Brewing or whatever it is, right? And he had a new kid, and he was talking about it. He's like, well, you know, when should my kid get potty trained? And I'm like, whenever he's ready.
Yeah.
He'll figure it out. Do you know, unless he has some sort of, you know, and I'm being honest, some sort of mental issue, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know any grown adult who doesn't use indoor plumbing?
Right, they figure it out.
He's got to figure it out. Like, you know, you don't have to push it. It's fine. Your kids will be fine.
The Church of Laszlo.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.